Welcome to Stories of Abdu'l-Bahá, a podcast created in the year of the 100th anniversary of the ascension of Abdu'l-Bahá. In this podcast, stories on the life of Abdu'l-Bahá are shared in the hopes of generating profound reflections. In today's episode, we will hear stories from vignettes from the life of Abdu'l-Bahá. Chapter 1, His Pure Heart. Today, the most pressing of all tasks is the purification of character, the reforming of morals, the rectification of conduct. The pure heart is one that is entirely cut away from self. To be selfless is to be pure. Abdu'l-Bahá. Master considered cleanliness of vital importance. He was indeed the essence of cleanliness, even as Baha'u'llah had taught his followers. Florence Khanum bore witness to this, for she found him dazzlingly, spotlessly shining, from snowy turban cloth to white snowy hair falling upon his shoulders, to white snowy beard and long snowy garment. Although it was high noon in summer, his attire was crisp and fresh-looking, as though he had not been visiting the sick and in prison and toiling for mankind since early morning. Often a deliciously fresh rose was tucked in his belt. Not only his person, but also his immediate surroundings needed to be spotless. Once when he had guests, whom he would always honor, he asked that the chimney of a lamp be replaced, as it was not sufficiently polished.
Plant this tender seedling in the garden of thy manifold bounties, water it from the fountains of thy loving kindness, and grant that it may grow into a goodly plant through the outpouring of thy favor and grace, thou art the mighty and the powerful Abdu'l-Bahá.